Hello, Roscoe.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
Pretty good. We got a full snowstorm going on out here.
Really?
Yeah.
I
was hoping we don't get snowed out because there's no food in the place. We checked.
Uh-huh. it's slopping in Midtown.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and AY are at the...
And we're slopping in East Orange.
That's
my favorite beat, the slop beat.
The Renaissance Ramada on Times Square.
What are you boys doing up there? A couple of hookers and some crack?
No, I was trying to buy a rack for my home studio.
For the hookers? Time to.
Pretty close, from crack to rack. I was trying to buy a rack, and they didn't have a wood tone one, and I don't want flat black, so...
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. We did some comparison shopping, and now we're at the bar.
You can get a flat black one, and then put that kind of wood wallpaper...
Simulated wood grain.
...over it.
I'd rather that they do that at the factory.
Yeah. I love the sort of the country squire station wagon stuff. I'd love to get a roll of that and just like sort of, I don't know.
Probably, why don't you call Skip Henderson?
Maybe a suit like that.
It's true.
As you notice, still Bruce is back.
I am.
Bruce is back. I've seen him. I saw him at the Jays gig.
Mm-hmm.
Assisting in the set list.
No, I was just there in a supervisory capacity. I sort of done enough set list for 1 month, you know?
Yeah, Clallan, he came up with some good ones.
Yeah, I especially like the Eve of Destruction Ballad of the Green Berets medley.
That was good.
Mm.
And then I missed the name of that one, Gordon Lightfoot song.
That was amazing.
I knew it from, you know, that's one of Jack's.
Aren't all Gordon Lightfoot songs amazing?
They are pretty amazing. He's one of those guys, he must have done some hard drugs or...
Jay Sherman Godfrey's on stage rap about how on Gordon's greats he just disposes of all his early hits. So it was very sort of heartfelt and strange.
Right.
It was definitely a Michigan moment.
It's a Michigan thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. I went to a good party at a Jingle Studio last night. You know, the Christmas party season has begun.
Mm-hmm.
This is my third time at this one place, and they had, they have really good champagne. But this year they had cut back a little bit. They had some plastic flutes.
Oh yeah.
But they did it.
The two-parters, those ones you can sort of dismantle.
Yeah. So you know, occasionally people were losing their bottoms.
Uh huh.
But they also had this vocal booth with a glass wall, floor to ceiling.
Uh huh.
And a little box about 18 inches high in front of it.
Yeah.
And they had like a some 20-year-old girl with a wig on and a red bra and G-string dancing in the window. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, that's a sort of together holiday thing.
Well, it was
very festive.
Uh-huh.
Well, it was a red party. Everyone was supposed to have some red on.
Not just the eyes.
So you went with bloodshot eyes.
Uh-huh.
With bloodshot eyes.
I'll do you again, Hal.
Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me.
How about it? Two cherries and a glass of buttermilk.
Hey. Fresh squeezed OJ.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I got a vibe onward.
Okay, Roscoe.
He's flashing the beast and waving.
Okay,
yeah, AY.
He's glad to be back in the home of the free.
Mm-hmm. Him and me both.
Yeah. All right, we'll catch you on the booze cruise.
Aloha, Roscoe.
Ditto.
Thank you.
See ya.
Stay in the vibe report, ladies and gentlemen. You.